Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show.
Boom!
Guess what, guys? It's midterm day. Hopefully, you went out there and voted. Hopefully, your local Democrat officials are sweating their pants off, knowing that it's nearly impossible for them to steal this election again all over the nation. We have so many races that they would have to be paying attention to. It's just inconceivable. But I'll tell you what, I mean, they're going to try to steal it. Some major states where they did in the past, obviously. We got to keep our eyes out. And we have tons of reports of different ways that they're trying to subvert the election process. But the fact of the matter is, there are way more patriots than there are, I don't know, these satanic bastards that have been running things behind the scenes. Their time is up. Today, it's a blood moon, and a blood bath is what we are bringing. Do me a favor, don't forget to like, don't forget to share, don't forget to help us get the word out. Thank you so much for activating over on the chats on Rumble and Foxhole and dropping those couple of gold pills. Really, really appreciate it. But do me a favor, I need you to sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and when we get back right after this, Thomas and I are going to bring you the news. Here we go. Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. You guys, I want you to take a look at something. Take a notice on our good friend Matt1776 over on the Foxhole. Matt is taking advantage of the new subscription option that you have to support your favorite streamers, whether it's me or Thomas or Frank or 412. I mean, the list goes on and on. There are no shortage of people that you can enjoy over on this quality free speech platform brought to you by the guys, Matt and Matt, the dudes behind Foxhole, my friends. Absolutely love these guys. But when you sign up as a subscriber to your favorite channel, then you're going to get this special badge that's next to your name that indicates that you're helping those people out. And I just want everybody to understand that the content is always free, but I want you to know that when you do support the channel, it truly, truly means a lot. I actually got a whole box of mail I need to go over today. So, Thomas, don't let me forget before we get to that point. All right. So let's see, Thomas. I'd actually like to begin by talking about our experiences voting this morning because, they were very different. You know, let me go first because it was quick. Okay. We woke up at 7 a.m. We made our way to the polls, and, you know, we're in Florida. A lot of people are doing early voting here. There was early voting for like a month or something before Election Day. And I think that yesterday, you know, it went through the end of the day yesterday. And so I was expecting, you know, maybe, you know, some people to be there, but not really necessarily a whole ton of people. When we went to the primaries, which have a lower turnout generally, there was no waiting. When we got there, the parking lot was full, but everybody was already voting, so there was no line. And I went up in there, got my ballot. I knew all about my judges because we have a weird system down here in Florida for Supreme Court justices, Florida State Supreme Court justices. You get to like vote on whether or not they can continue their campaign. Like, it's nonpartisan. It just says, you know, do you want them to basically continue running? And everybody that was appointed by Charlie Crist, I said no. And I said yes on the ones that were appointed by Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott, even though Rick Scott's not my favorite. You know, he's still a Republican, and I think maybe, you know, he had a little bit of method to the madness. So it took me about 25 minutes to cast my ballot because I very carefully went through every single person, every single issue, wanted to know exactly what I was voting for and exactly what the language in the ballot truly meant. Because a lot of times, Thomas, you know, they're going to try to screw you. They're going to put some language that maybe kind of obfuscates what they're truly hoping for. And you, as the voter, you have to be informed. You have to be educated. You have to make sure that you understand exactly what it is you're looking at, what you're voting for. So I took my time. By the time I left, the line was way out the door, dude. If I would have waited just a little bit longer, I probably would not have been able to make the show today. I was really, really excited to see how many people were out there voting, even knowing how many people in this area are early voting. So I know that tons of people are getting out there. You guys have been posting your pictures of you with your I voted stickers or something showing that you voted on Truth Social, and I've been sharing it. I need to go back through my notifications after the show and continue to share them, but I really appreciate it, and I'm very proudly awaiting the results of what's going to happen today. One of those, most importantly, is our friend J.R. Majewski. J.R. Majewski shared something very special with me earlier today, something that President Trump himself shared with him. And because of the sensitive nature of it, I can't tell you guys what it is. And I'm not saying this because I want to, like, you know, give you, I don't know, bad feels. But based upon what President Trump sent to J.R. Majewski, things are going to go really, really well. And we are all on the same page. President Trump is based AF. He knows exactly what's going on. Thomas, what happened when you went to vote?
Yeah, woke up at, like, I don't know, about 6:30 this morning, went to the church that, you know, I'm out here in the country, guys. I'm in the foothills of North Carolina. Even though I live in South Carolina, I'm in the foothills of North Carolina. And got there immediately, again, in the country. Line out the door, probably 150 people before the doors were just opening. Everybody filed in. It was still out the door. Took me an hour and a half to get through with it. I cast a paper ballot. I asked for it. They did give it to me. I do know that my friend Brett, my co-host on Tuesdays, he'll be at the show tonight as well. They denied him, I believe, a paper ballot, and he had to go through the machine, which was very strange. He's down there with you in Florida. But again, you know, it was a good hour and a half for me to get through the whole process. I posted a picture of the line, of my sticker and everything like that, just to show everybody how much people want to take back our country out the door. It's on my Truth Social if you guys want to see it, at True Reporting. But yeah, awesome. I had great feels about it. You know, again, I'm in South Carolina, so it's pretty red here. But everybody was, you know, it just felt good. And I've never seen a turnout like that before. And I vote every 2 years when, you know, every election year, and never seen it like this ever.
I think this
people
is going to be
changed, bro.
Absolutely. This is going to be another record turnout year. You know, the numbers they gave us back in 2020, those weren't real numbers. Okay. We know that they were padded. Millions of votes for dead people or people who simply just didn't exist or illegals or whatever they could do to stuff those ballot boxes. They're going to have to do the same thing this time. And at the exact same time that that's happening, many more independent and Republican voters are going to be coming out and casting their ballots in order to overcome all of that cheating. We have a ton of different reports on how they're attempting to steal the election in a number of places. And, you know, that story that Brett told the other night about not being able to get a paper ballot, such garbage. You know, you should never be denied the ability to cast a paper ballot. There was only a paper ballot for me. Thank God. I am, like, you know, 100% behind the Flagler County Elections Commission. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're very transparent, and they don't want people to feel that they've been disenfranchised in any way. It does go through an electronic tabulator to scan it, But you know, you get a receipt. Here's the thing. It is sketch. I would love to have us push for a couple of different things. I want the ability to verify that the ballot was cast in the way I cast it. Okay. I want the ability to verify for myself, and I think everybody should have that ability, to know with certainty that the bubbles they filled in were counted in the way that you wanted them to, in the way that you expected them to. There's a method by which they can do that. We're going to have to see what we can do to get that done. But even more than that, now that we're going to have a whole new slate of very incredible America First conservative MAGA Republicans coming into office, we need to push on every single one of those people to get rid of electronic voting machines. And let me tell you, the biggest reason, you know, let's forget 2020 even happened. How many millions of dollars, Thomas, do you think that our federal government and our state governments spend every single year on these contracts with these machines? I have no idea, but I can tell you that it seems universal that they don't friggin' work. Okay,
they didn't work today.
No, they don't work. Wait till you see how many reports we have of these machines going down. Okay, with as big of a contract as these people have, the fact that they're continually allowed to fail so spectacularly at their job, I mean, yes, it's the very definition of failing up. If I effed up in the way that these voting machine companies have, or the way that the people who are running these machines have, I would never work again, okay? And I would expect to not be able to work or get a job in that chosen field, because everybody would know that I was full of shit. Everybody would know that I had no idea what I was talking about, and that I wasn't qualified to run these uncertifiable machines. It's freaking ridiculous. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, just really quick, I didn't mean to cut you off, but today, I did want to say this. I think I posted it out on Truth Social as well. There were 10 machines that were there today, voting machines, and three of them were down. That's crazy, bro. I'm in like a
30%.
Yep, 30% were down in Greer, South Carolina, a small town in South Carolina. That is nuts, man. Nuts. Three down. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just...
No, you're fine. You're fine. Okay. I want it to be a back and forth. I get under rants, but... Okay, so before we get into the specific instances of how these bastard machines just don't work and they're not fulfilling their promise, they don't make voting easier, they make it take longer, and they make it continually be numbers that we can't trust, okay? We simply cannot trust the results that they give us because we know that somebody's fingers are on the scale. So take a look at this, guys. Do you know what today is? This is very important for a number of reasons, but... Today, this election is historic, all right? There's no doubt about it. People want to fix this nation. They want to take America back. They want to rebuke the Biden regime and the Democrat agenda. They want to kick these do-nothing career politicians to the curb because there's no reason to keep these people around if they're not going to do their job. It's like the voting machines at the exact same time. Voting machines don't work. Why the hell do we use them? Politicians don't work. Why the hell would we keep them? Get them out of there. Get some new blood in there. Today is very special for a number of other reasons. First of all, Thomas, this is a blood moon today, along with a rare total lunar eclipse. So when that happens, the sun is going to appear to be reddish brown for a couple of hours. The blood moon begins at 3:02 a.m., which is, you know, it should be about the time that they should be able to say, hey, you know, we've got the numbers. We know what's going on. But obviously,
you mean the witching hour,
the witching hour. But these Democrats use that time in the middle of the night when all of the good conservative family Republicans are sleeping and getting ready for work the next day to stuff a bunch of ballots into these count rooms and try to take advantage. You know, there were reports this week of jackbooted gangster thugs in Detroit that were ready to intimidate Republican poll miners. That was their entire job, to go in there and make it, call them a racist, call them a COVID denier, you know, tell them Black Lives Matter and get it back for me and you better stay out of my way while I'm counting all the damn ballots I want, pulling out suitcases full of ballots. Ridiculous stuff. We can't allow that to happen. You got to stand your ground. Stand your ground. That means something down here in Florida. Okay, Castle Doctrine. I'm going to stand my freaking ground. Don't get near me, because I'm going to stand my ground.
That's true.
All right. So With the fact that this is a blood moon, do you know what else happened on a blood moon? June 14th,
this blew my mind.
1946, President Trump was born on a blood moon as well. When is the next blood moon? March 14th of 2025, 3/14/25. That's Pi Day. And this would be the second full month after President Trump is elected for his second term, if it does play out in that fashion. So looks like maybe we have some interesting celestial events. And, you know, we would look at it and we would say, hey, man, this is cool. You know, I mean, it's blood moon. Hey, it's a bloodbath. We're going to destroy the Democrats because we want to take our nation back. And actually, I've got something really special I want to show you guys, but I'll bring this up in just a sec. But yeah, so I don't know, Thomas, you know, I mean, what do you think about the fact that this is a blood moon?
Well, I mean, we were talking off air before this, and I covered it yesterday, like what that means when a lot of the people that astrologists and astronomers.
Yes.
Astronomers. Yeah. So what this means, guys, is this is supposed to bring like radical change and turnarounds. And look what we're going through. We're not going back to being enslaved like we just were. We're getting away from that. We're going to have a radical change, not only with our country, but with like the collective consciousness as well. We're going to make more money. We're not going to be in peril anymore. We're going to be actually, and I hate the word taken care of because we should be on our own about this. But I believe that when power is returned back to the people, that's what President Trump always runs on. I believe that these MAGA first, candidates believe in as well. If they're genuine, if they're not, then we'll boot them out too. I believe that once this, I don't know, this optimism and working for the greater good and bringing a lot of just positive energy our way and within our realm is that's coming our way. That's going to be the radical change because we've been through hell and back. We've been in the mud and the muck through COVID, through January 6th, through everything that we can think of, almost being pushed into a nuclear World War III. You know, a lot of fear has been going on and a lot of people have been held down for a long time. And I think big time change is coming, man. Not only just in the physical world, but in the spiritual world as well.
I agree. Over on Rumble, Alive and Thriving says, as above, so below. And in this case, with the blood moon, I think so. You know, this is, now let me just show you what's going to happen to them. Of course, it's not working. There's something wrong with this drive. Oh, there we go. Imagine Nancy Pelosi right there. I didn't have time to make the video. And here's Biden. Here we go. All right. So I think that this is what the Democrats have to look forward to today. We're going to take back this nation beginning today. And a large part of that is going to depend on you guys. Okay. And this is why it's so important that you continue to report what you're seeing around the nation. Let's begin here in Michigan. Christina Caramo, who's running for Secretary of State in Michigan, she reports that a lot of Republicans are being told they've already voted. In Detroit, this is not a new trick. If you watch the interview I did with Javon Hutton Pulitzer yesterday, you may have heard the tactic that he suggested. You request that mail-in ballot, you have it sent to your home, and then you bring that unopened mail-in ballot with you to the polling place, and you say that you've changed your mind and you want to cast an in-person ballot. Well, that means you've got your mail-in ballot. Nobody else can cast it. Somebody else, if they have cast a ballot, then they have committed identity theft, and then you can call the sheriff. You still get to cast your own ballot and then get a police report. It makes it a lot less likely that they're going to be able to cast a ballot in your name. But this is the only way that the Democrats are going to be able to win. So I'm wondering how many people all across Detroit have had this happen to them. Here, this is a video from Christina, and here's what she had to say.
Here at Nolan School here in Detroit. They're voting. There you go. We did get a little problem. Some people who did vote here say they were, when they showed up to vote in person, that they had already voted absentee. Not the case. Election officials in Detroit, they're aware of the problem. They are encouraging officials to use the hard copy voter list, not the electronic lists. And they say that anyone who shows up will be allowed to vote. Polls close, 8 o'clock, all through the state.
All right, so people showing up, already being told that they voted. Obviously, that's not what's really happening. People have taken their names. They have illegally cast a ballot in that name, and they've committed a crime. We have evidence of a crime being committed because obviously the person who intends to vote never filed any type of ballot. They didn't do it absentee. They didn't do it mail-in. So somebody did, and we have to track that down. You have to make sure that you record that.
Dude, point blank, if everyone just takes a big step back, this is a broken system. This is not, we should not be doing it like this anymore. It should only be paper ballots, show up, cast your vote, and leave. We can't have this anymore. This is, I don't believe that, I mean, there's videos out there of like, for the past 10 years, Republicans and Democrats have gone back and forth, and I'm talking about Rhino Republicans, have always said, there's election fraud, there's this, there's that. This can't work like this anymore. We have got to switch something up, and I think that's going to be done, man. I mean, if it's not apparent at this point, even normies should realize this now, because this should be in the local news. This is going to be on the MSM, because this is going to be 2020, they said it, and 2022. This is pretty close back-to-back, and people won't change. People are going to be paying attention to the news today, big time, and there's going to be a lot of election interference, man. A lot of people have left CNN and MSNBC. Now they're watching Fox, and you know Fox is going to be reporting on this stuff. Whether you think so or not, I bet they will, because it's going to be rampant, bro.
It will be.
It's everywhere.
So listen to this. You know, talking about people paying attention. Also, back in Michigan, people were scoping out election department vehicles, and they followed them to a suspicious nondescript warehouse at 3 a.m. near a Detroit.
Where was this?
This is in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Okay, got it.
So they followed these election vehicles to this Detroit election center. From the election center to this nondescript warehouse. What's interesting about this location is that there happens to be a printing company right across the street that, I guess, has the ability to print ballots.
What?
So this could literally be a distribution point for fraudulent ballots. And what happened was there were a number of cars that followed these guys. Apparently, they ran a red light trying to shake the tail, but they got to them anyways. And while they were watching and waiting and scoping it out, doing their surveillance, a number of cars came by and almost pulled in, but then saw that these people were surveilling the area and they left. So this means
soldiers.
They have literally shut down a potential election fraud distribution point. This is awesome. Okay. This is great to hear. This is exactly what I want to see. When you see something, you say something, and you know, follow some people. Heck, I don't care. There's nothing illegal about following somebody that you think might be doing something suspicious. Of course, you don't want to end up with like don't want to do like an Ahmaud Arbery or something like that. I mean, like that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. But you can watch at a safe distance to see what's going on. And in this instance, it looks like these people are onto something.
Bro, that's us doing our due diligence. We all have phones. We've been saying this for months, that eyes on the ground, boots on the ground. And when we come together like this, not doing anything violent, but again, like Zach said, see something, say something. They were doing their job and look what they prevented. That is huge, potentially prevented, I would say. But if this comes out that there's a warehouse printing these things, that is huge, man. That is crazy. That's us doing our job, man. That I love that. That's a great story.
Yeah. So they're showing up. They're following, they're ensuring that this distribution is not going to be able to happen. So these people that are committing illegal activities, trafficking ballots, I mean, they know that they're doing something illegal. And nine times out of 10, they get away with what's happening because nobody watches them. Nobody is scoping it out. You know, I mean, they've presented election fraud as some type of, you know, victimless crime. Like, you know, oh, it's so small. Barack Obama said it really doesn't even happen. But it clearly is. It's happening all over the place.
Rampant.
Yeah, absolutely rampant. Okay, check this out, too. In Illinois, voters were told to use a Sharpie pen provided or their vote may not count. Now, this is something that always comes up. In every single election that we've had, people have been have come to me and say, hey, Zach, you know, they told me to use a Sharpie. I didn't want to use a Sharpie. But there are certain instances where they tell you that you have to use a Sharpie, you know? I think every single ballot is different. But what is important to do, I think, is to do a test somewhere on that ballot to see if the Sharpie bleeds through. Maybe ask them for a sample ballot to do it on there. And if you can see that it's bleeding through, then you can just refuse, you know? So, but this is somebody in Illinois. She said, some counties in Illinois are requiring voters to use Sharpies. I brought my own black pen and was told that my vote may not count. So I called the Illinois GOP. I left a message and then I received a text. They said, we received your call. Please call our election integrity hotline at 312-500-8312. So she called and they said, they're getting calls from all over the state from Republicans coming in and being told that they have to use a Sharpie. So she sent in pictures of the polling places. And guess what, guys? This is exactly the kind of thing that you would report to Votify Now. Votify Now being that election integrity application you can download in the Android or the Apple store, and you can use it to report things just like this. And then those reports get sent out to law enforcement and to the relevant political authorities. This is very, very good news to think that somebody had the presence of mind, Thomas. First, we have somebody with the presence of mind to follow what is likely a ballot trafficking operation. Now we have somebody with the presence of mind to get a hold of the election integrity unit for the Illinois GOP. J.B. Pritzker's time may be coming to an end.
Bro, this is us doing our work, man. We are prepared for this. We were ready for this because we listen and we learn and we use logical sensibility to figure this out. That, listen, this was stolen from us once. It's not going to happen again. And that's what's so powerful about us, man. We're taking back control, which is fantastic, in a good way, not an authoritarian way. Like, we're taking back our country that they stole from us. And it's happening nationwide. So many people. I saw somebody earlier saying something taking place in Illinois. And then somebody over here said something about Kansas. It happened. Like, the machines are down. What can you do? You paper ballot. You know what to do. You're ready for your assignment. That is awesome, guys. We're on our toes, man. We're ready. Ready.
Now, Patriot Simply in the Rumble chat, thank you for reminding me. I actually shared this on Truth Social earlier. True the Vote also has their own reporting system and the ability for you to report this stuff. I am going to be as honest about this as I possibly can. If there is a method by which you can report suspicious activity or election malfeasance, fraud, electioneering, whatever it might be, you should do it at every single juncture, because each one of those endpoints, yes, are going to have a different set of people that are looking at it. And the more eyes we have on all of these issues, if we have 10 sets of eyes on the same issue, each one a different reporting system for electioneering or election fraud, whatever it might be, it's all the better. It's a wonderful thing. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about 2022, because we never had any of these tools, okay, 2 years ago. People weren't thinking about this in the same way. And I think it's going to be a very different ballgame. And every time we get an opportunity to report this stuff, we should. So, yes, True the Vote, Votify Now, whatever it might be, your local GOP, there are so many different places. Now, also on this picture right here, this is also in Illinois. You're not supposed to be using Sharpies on ballots, even though people are being told to. This woman is a candidate running for office, and she's standing outside of a polling location handing out her election materials. You're not allowed to be that close to a polling location. This is the very definition of electioneering right here. Her name
is. What was she handing out?
She's handing out her own political literature. When you're at a polling location, yes, you gotta be like 100 feet away or something like that.
There's signage everywhere that says, you know, you can't be out there with any type of political stuff. And no one said anything? Somebody took a picture?
This guy took a picture.
These people are psychos.
They tagged the Illinois GOP, but again, these Democrats don't care. They don't care. They will break the law.
Entitled.
They will cheat. Yes, they're entitled. They're spoiled little brats. And that's why we got to get rid of them. Okay.
Yep.
So Very good. Very, very good. Couple of excellent examples right there. Let me go ahead and take us to the next one. So this is about those tabulators. We have reports of tabulators not working in Maricopa County, of course, and then also in Texas. Now, Texas and Maricopa, I mean, clearly these are the areas where they want to steal it. They want to install the Democrats there. I think it's going to be very difficult, and it just angers me that these politicians continue to accept the abject failure of these companies and their inability to deliver a solid product, something that's going to do what they claim it will do. You know, like, Thomas, if I bought a car and that car ended up not driving, like, for whatever reason, it had square tires or there was no engine in it. You know, it's not the kind of thing that I would just say, oh, you know, I'll just chalk it up to whatever. I guess I have to bend over and take it because it's from the car company. Well, there's no reason that we should have to bend over and take it from these voting machine companies. And the only people who can do anything about it is the elected officials that we put into office. And the only way those elected officials are going to do anything about it is if they never stop hearing from you. We can call them every single day. We can send letters every single day. We can stop by their office every single day. Give yourself 15 minutes a day to make contact with somebody who controls this stuff. Okay? Doesn't matter who it is. We can get started at the local level. Head on up to the state, talk to the federal. Every single time we have an opportunity, we need to force this issue. No more electronic voting machines because they don't make the elections easier. They make them harder and less secure.
We can't be lazy about this. You can't be fearful about this because if everyone was lazy and fearful, nothing would ever get done. That's why, because we are so, we're so ready, man. We're so ready to take this back that we're, again, doing our due diligence, man. Don't be afraid. Don't be lazy out there. You see something, say something.
That's is there anybody from Texas or Arizona that's here right now?
Yeah. Sonia C. in Foxhole says Texas is having problems with tabulators. Okay. Calling in tech. Yeah.
All right. Don't just take their word for it, guys. Hold them to account. Right. Talk to everybody you can. You got to make a stink over these things. So Mercer, New Jersey. These are Dominion machines, very similar to things we've seen in the past. These voting machines are experiencing what they're calling a programming glitch, which to me sounds more like a programming bug or a feature, something that they did on purpose. What this is doing is making Dominion machines stopping them from having the ability to process votes. So that means that if you're a voter in this area, Mercer, New Jersey, you might have been turned away or asked to fill out a ballot manually and then place them in the slot for manual counting later. I have to be honest, you know, the inability to use the voting machines and having to force the use of a paper ballot, I think that's actually a better thing, you know? So, like, I'm okay with these Dominion machines going down, you know, let's, you know, kill the power.
I'm saying it's a broken system, dude.
Yeah.
Those that we should not be using those anymore. Just go old school. It doesn't, I mean, it takes, it's whatever. Just fill it out and keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be necessarily quicker or slower. It's pretty much the same pace. Just do it. And that way we know that it's legitimate because these machines aren't legitimate. It can't be trustworthy. It's all out there and they're going to try, man. They're going to continue to say that this election was stolen. They literally have said that out loud. In foreshadowing it. Yeah. That's what they're going to do. We'll probably get our election results the morning of Thanksgiving.
So take a look at this, though. So Mercer, New Jersey is interesting because back in 2020, it was a plus 40 area for Biden. Okay. So Biden had a significant margin of victory over Donald Trump. By the governor's race in 2020,
a human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
2021, they dropped 9 points. So I would imagine that by this time, maybe that lead that they had could be cut in half or more. So keep an eye on Mercer. We'll see what happens there. But interesting stuff. All right. So we're going to let's go to talk about Maricopa County, because we actually had video. Lisa had found this video this morning. And so the tabulators are not working. Katie Hobbs, of course, is the corrupt Secretary of State running for governor. And she just continues to fail to deliver for the people. All right. Didn't want to show up to debates with Carrie Lake because she knew she'd get her ass handed to her. Oh, OK. So going back to Maricopa County, voters are being told to drop their ballot into an open door, apparently. So this is the voting machine where they would normally slide their ballot through. This is like what you see at the end. Like when you hand them your ballot, you stuff it in the slot, it sucks it through, yes, and then it records it. So I guess that rather than using the tabulators, because the tabulators aren't working, they're just like dropping them into the open slot. This essentially means that like all of the ballots are going to be hand adjudicated. So at the end of the day, this really is a better opportunity for us to be sure that our ballots are counted correctly, because, you know, ideally there would be a correct number of nonpartisan people in that count room, Republicans, Democrats, and independents. And so all we can hope is that it's just not going to be a whole bunch of Democrats hand adjudicating ballots for whoever the Democrat candidate is, Carrie Lake or, you know, Katie Hobbs. That's the best we can hope for. But is there anybody here who's in Maricopa County? Is there anybody here who is going to be working at the election or working in the count rooms or anything like that? I would really like to get a report to see how this plays out in the future. But, you know, here's a little video. Rich Barris had shared it.
Sure that it reads and everything is fine.
Can you repeat that?
I can promise.
Can you start from the beginning and repeat that?
So what happens is we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working. Okay. The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread, and it could be a printer issue, or it could be the tabulator itself. So when it's misread, you have an option to put it into what's called box three, and it gets read, whether it goes downtown and gets read manually, or whether it gets refed in into our tabulator.
You don't want to adjudicate.
You get read,
no.
Okay? So no one's trying to deceive anybody.
Of course not. Not on election day.
Of course not.
Right? No. That would never happen.
So choices are, you know, you guys.
Question.
Sure.
If I get up there and that happens to my ballot, can I take my ballot with me and go somewhere else?
You know, what I really like about this exchange, Thomas, is that pretty much all of the people standing in line are grumbling. Like, they're not happy about it. I think they're well aware of what happened in 2020, and they know that they're going to try to do the same thing here in 2020. There's no way around it. I think Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, all of these states, these are going to be the real battlegrounds today, the places that we need to be watching, because undoubtedly they're going to try again.
Oh, 100%, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're awake to this. We're aware of what they're doing now. So that's what we didn't do last time. I mean, last time they were putting up cardboard boxes over the windows so that people couldn't see what they were doing. And everyone's just kind of like, oh, you know, I guess we could talk about it. But nobody really it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. This time it will be enough. We have enough people on the ground to expose this stuff. And again, you know, it's going to catch fire. People are going to hear about this and they're going to be like, listen, I don't trust this anymore. I'm done with this.
No.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot going on.
It's not just Republicans, you guys. It's not just Republicans. This is an incredible video. I saw this yesterday. This is a woman on CNN. She's a talking head. She's a Democrat, but she's talking about the failures of the Democrat Party and what she's predicting is going to happen today. Now, it's one thing when people like us predict that we're going to have a massive win. But when the most hardcore Democrat loyalists are predicting that we're going to have a massive win, I think that really tells you something. Let's take a listen.
Hillary, you have a different take maybe than Bakari on Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, I think Mark is right.
As a Democrat.
I'm a loyal Democrat, but I am not happy. I just think that we did not listen to voters in this election, and I think we're going to have a bad night. And, you know, this conversation is not going to have much impact on Tuesday, but I hope it has an impact going forward. Because when voters tell you over and over and over again that they care mostly about the economy, listen to them. Stop talking about democracy being at stake. Democracy is at stake because people are fighting so much about what elections mean. Voters have told us what they wanted to hear, and I don't think Democrats have really.
Look at how uncomfortable all of them are. They're all like, I can't believe she's saying this. Here we go.
I think that's actually very true about the national messaging that's going on. But you actually have some good candidates who are following your advice. You have people like Mark Kelly, who is running a great race.
Mark Kelly's a show.
Raphael Warnock, who's running a great race. And Josh Shapiro.
I would say in those places,
Fetterman and Tim Ryan.
We have our, you know, the unfortunate combination of strong gubernatorial candidates. You know, like Mark Kelly is a pop. I was just in Arizona and spent some time there, talked to a bunch of voters. Mark Kelly's popular, but Carrie Lake is more popular.
Yeah.
And the combination of Carrie Lake's popularity and Joe Biden's unpopularity is going to hurt Mark Kelly. And so I think we're in trouble because of the top of the ticket.
Are you going to interrupt her and disagree with her?
I don't want to break up Dem-on-Dem violence.
Exactly.
But I feel like, look, I feel like Blake Masters is going to win Arizona because the reality is that the border is a serious issue down there.
And no, this is it. This is it. This is why we're going to win, because the Democrats don't understand what's fundamentally important to the people of this nation. It doesn't matter if you are a Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican. You have certain things you care about. That is safety, security, the stability of your family, your ability to put food on the table, your ability to afford to get yourself back and forth to work every single day. These are the things that matter. Okay, we don't give a shit about you saying democracy's on the ballot. It's a freaking meme. Okay, these people are a joke at this point. They have no idea what it means to be a real person. They are so far removed from the realities of society and what's actually happening, boots on the ground, that this, I think oftentimes they believe their own bullshit. Red Pill, can we get a link to the app? To report, it's Votify Now. You got to download it in the App Store. Votify Now. Go to your App Store on your phone. If it's Android, go to the Android App Store. If it's an Apple iPhone, go to the Apple iPhone App Store. Search Votify Now, one word, VOTIFYNOW. And then go to my Truth Social profile if you want access to the True the Vote reporting method. That's something I shared early this morning. I believe that Judicial Watch is also involved in that. I'll see if I can find that while we're here on the air. But I'm sorry, Thomas. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you're right. They're 100% delusional. And they do. You're right. They do believe their own bullshit, because everything that they are shown and taught is from the talking heads. They believe in science. They believe in that science. They believe in what these people are saying to them. Lie after lie after lie. Fear after fear after fear. They became sheep. They became drones. And it's going to take a lot to get them out of there. And speaking on earlier, Zach, when we were talking about how entitled and arrogant they are, they're about to have a rude awakening, man. And they're not going to handle this well. Because what's going to happen, and I was looking up an article that I was going to use later on today about the Wisconsin governor candidate was saying that the Republicans will never lose another election again. And then you have someone like Bill Maher saying that this is authoritarianism, this is fascism, this is exactly what happened when Hitler got elected, that this is the kind of rhetoric that you would hear. The reason that Republicans will probably never lose again is as long as they stay genuine and we stay with a moral value and they're not rhinos, is because the Democrats have nothing. All they do is spout nonsense and lies and fear. And once the Democrat voters understand that they've been lied to for so long and have to awaken to that, they'll never trust them again.
No.
It's over. No. That's why the Democrat Party is dead.
So here, I've got some information about the True the Vote tool. So you can call them direct at 855-585-2022. You can also report online at their website, truethevote.org, but that's just their website. I don't know that they have a separate standalone software tool. But again, Votify Now is available in the App Store on your phone. So Yes, Thomas, I think you're absolutely right. This is going to be the undoing of the Democrat Party, and it's the hubris of the people that are supposed to be the leaders of this party. You know, they're not leading anything. They're leading people off the cliff because they're following Joe Biden's lead. And Joe Biden is the only thing he's responsible for is for the shockingly swift decline of the United States of America, our economy, and any security that we have. And the only way that we're going to get that back is to rebuke him and get rid of these people. And that includes getting rid of all of these Democrat politicians today. Hang on. I had another instance that I wanted to show you. Okay, so, well, how are the Democrats going to counter this? You know, I mean, we've already said it. The only way they can actually win is to cheat. And the only way that they're going to be able to successfully cheat is if they can draw this out as long as possible. And this is, again, why it's so important for people to report what they see. And it's even more important if you're somebody who's actually inside a precinct or inside one of these polling locations. When I walked out, when I handed my vote off today, it was a Democrat. All right. I know it was a Democrat because she was the only moron wearing a mask. OK, nobody else is wearing a mask. Nobody gives a shit about COVID. All right.
Right.
Just this ugly mook at the door. OK, who didn't want anybody to see her face because she was obviously a Democrat. So I don't trust anybody who's wearing a mask inside the polling location. And I was a little nervous about handing that off at the end. But by and large, most people were Republicans here. You know, we have 91% Republicans in this area, and not everybody can be that lucky to have that that strong of a conservative base. But I'm telling you, if you're inside one of these locations, you need to be taking note of everything, really keeping your eyes open, because that's the way we're going to overcome this.
Dude, that's it. I mean, again, goes back to due diligence. It goes back to us understanding what's been going on for so long. We recognize it. Our intelligence has grown. Our awareness is peaked. And we're not going to let this get away from us again, because we know what's on the other side of this, man. We just went through it. Why would we ever want to go back to that? They awakened us, and we awakened ourselves too.
Listen to this garbage here too. This is from a wannabe journalist at Time. His name is Philip Elliott. Philip Elliott. He said, after the polls close this evening and election results start to pour in, I can just hear this being read on NPR. The biggest threat to your faith in democracy may be the constant clicking on your browser's refresh button. Election day in America has never been more transparent. As real-time data is loaded into reporting systems, transmitted on news organizations' internal distribution channels, and published online. Those results, however, have never been more prone to garbage interpretation in amateur hands. Don't believe me? Just look at all the armchair analyses 2 years ago, starting with then-President Donald Trump's own misguided and likely disingenuous reading of the early numbers that suggested a landslide in his favor. As more ballots were counted, his lead eroded, becoming the basis of the big lie. Election day is more like election week in reality. It's actually good for democracy.
Kill yourself. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. So this is obviously not journalism. This is blatant and very transparent propaganda. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Election day in America has never been more transparent. All of these statements that are designed to manipulate your mind, manipulate your emotions. I would say that the garbage armchair analysis is Philip Elliott right here. Philip Elliott, who's working. Yes, he's working for the same publication that after the 2020 election. Remember when they called us election deniers, saying that there was no conspiracy? They put out the freaking article outlining the conspiracy, telling us exactly how they stole the election. This is the same organization here, Time Magazine. You know, I think about the once great days of Time Magazine. You know, imagine, remember like going to your grandparents' house and they had big stacks of Time Magazine with all these iconic covers and maybe a couple of Norman Rockwell paintings, just beautiful stuff. You know, the historic Americana in case they're in. And now it's like Time Magazine isn't fit to wipe my ass with. Although I would, if I had to.
Oh, sure. I got nothing for that. You're right. Yeah. I mean, all that is woke turns to shit. I mean, it's all lies. It's all propaganda. And that's why everything when it comes to ratings of TV and Hollywood and movies and, the New York Times and the Washington Post, they're tanking. They're bankrupt. It's over. It's over, guys. We're the news now. How about
that
one?
Huh? That's right. That's right. We need to continue on. Because this is the only way that we're going to get rid of them is if we just keep replacing them. Okay, so here we have a kind of a master list of additional issues that are happening all across the country. If you guys are in Life magazine, okay, whatever. I just remember some big magazine that had a bunch of cool pictures on it when I was a kid. But even still. Okay, so here we go. Tell me if you're in... we got Southwest Maricopa. We figured that one already. Somebody is inspecting that. We got ballots in Kansas being rejected by the reader at an extremely high rate. Once again, argument against electronic voting machines. Most paper ballots are not being read because of a crease in the middle of the page. It's like the simplest thing. The paper is creased, and so that just screws the whole process up. How smart are these people? I mean, who are these engineers that are putting this? Somebody says that was Playboy Zach. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. My husband and I voted this morning at our rural New York fire hall. Both of our ballots were rejected by the machine. Many of the ballots were being rejected. A neighbor said the same thing was happening in the next town over. Never had this problem before. The woman in charge said it was an issue with the ballots, something about them being printed wrong. Once again, if your only job is to print the ballots for Election Day, which only happens every 2 years at best, and you F that up, I mean, it's time to lose your contract, right? I mean, like, you know, I realize there is, this is New York. There's familial relationships at play here. You know, somebody's getting blackmailed and somebody's getting a kickback so that these mooks can continue to print these ballots. But again, if they can't do it right, then we find somebody who can do it right. Stop accepting incompetence. We cannot, in good faith, soldier on and pretend to be a first world nation if we are going to accept this level of incompetence at so many levels. Peoria, Arizona. Poll workers were issuing Sharpies to the voters. Okay, that's, okay. Again, Arizona was where Sharpie Gate happened. Correct. Only allowed Sharpie pens with bleed through to the backside with proposals. Asked for a new ballot due to bleed through, denied. Said since the bleed through doesn't interfere with ovals on the backside, it's okay. They said Sharpie dries quick. Used ballpoint pen for 30 years, now forced to use Sharpie. I would always bring your own ballpoint pen to vote. That's just me, though. In deep blue Harris County, the scanning tabulator did not work at the location, Rose Hill Elementary School. Voters were being told, just leave the ballots with the workers. Trust us.
Wow.
Trust us. Oh, my God. No, I don't trust anybody. Especially not in today's world. This morning, November 8th, Mount Vernon, 38th District, Adam Kuzma is a resident and candidate for state rep. Elizabeth Township, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. Voters turned away at 7 a.m. this morning. Poll reporters stating the voter registration registry didn't show up today. Oh, my God. Again, what about this level of incompetence says that this is okay? I mean, nothing says this is okay. People should either vote by paper provisional ballot or try back later, possibly after lunch. Same is also taking place in Bethel Park, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. Confirmed by a friend who was turned away this morning. Also reported by Hannah Kuzma, the wife of Adam Kuzma, on Facebook. Local news stations are not reporting this. Raise a stink, you guys. Get this out there. Polling place at Trinity Lutheran in Walden, New York. Scanner stopped reading after less than 100 ballots. Everyone is being told to put their ballot into a slot. I don't know what time that went down, but it was already down by 11:15. This is a red-leaning area. They also print out individual ballots after each person signs on the screen. This feels like a concern because there could potentially be a difference between Republican and Democrat ballots since they're printed only after they know what they are being given to. We have another case in Queen Creek, Arizona. I was in Queen Creek, Arizona, beautiful place.
I have not voted in person in years, and I didn't think twice about how the ballots were handled until I came home and saw your posts. Maybe this is okay and maybe it isn't. You would know better than me. I got my ballot, made my choices, and was told to put my ballot in a big cardboard box with all the other with the machines. I just figured they had not decided to use the machines. Is there any way you can check this out? I'm 84 years old, and I don't get around real well, but I want to make sure that my ballot was counted. Here's another person, voted at a school. Filled out our ballots. We're told to put them in a box. Is this normal? I've never seen that happen before, Thomas. You know, I mean, but it seems like all over the country, this is something that continues to happen. Austin, tabulation machine not working. Gwinnett County, Georgia, tabulation machines not working. Niagara County, New York, 100% conservative. Put the ballot in the machine. Immediately kicked out as unreadable. All Republican districts have no paper to run ballots per WILK talk radio. This is absolutely insane. So this is something I didn't anticipate, that they would perhaps sabotage these strong Republican districts all across America. But if this is happening like at such an incredible rate as it appears to, I mean, once is coincidence, twice is happenstance, three times is a pattern. There appears to be a pattern here just happening over and over and over again. And I really hope, cardboard box, WTF.
I did see the box today, though, at the place that I went to that was on the ground. It was like not a mailbox, but it was definitely made. I can't describe it, but it was made out of something that like a cooler almost with like
blue.
The cover.
Was it blue?
Blue. Yeah, I did see that on the ground. And people were putting it in there.
At my polling place, it was like the tabulator scanned it and then it kicked it into one of these big blue bins. And then I think they fill up and then they come and get them and they take it away.
Okay.
Man, somebody else had contacted me yesterday. You know who you are, about working at a polling place and having some concerns about USB drives being inserted into the election laptops. I don't know if the laptops themselves are not supposed to have USBs in them. Obviously, I think the election machines, like the voters and the tabulators, those should not have USB sticks in them. And I reported yesterday on a Democrat in Colorado who was just indicted on sticking a USB drive into a voting machine because he was clearly trying to steal it. If you guys are working at these places, if you have any concerns, go to the people above you. Okay. These people are, they should be trained. Okay. They probably have been there longer than you and they're going to know a little bit more. You can also always call your local elections department and I'm sure they would be able to answer any questions for you. But again, at the end of the day, if you see something and you think that it looks suspicious, you report it out of an abundance of caution. Like, don't sit on anything. Don't think, hey, I'm being paranoid. Like, if there was ever a time for us to be paranoid, it's this now. Right here, okay? It's right now. All right? There's just no other way around it. We need to be paranoid because we need to ensure that our country is saved. So thank you very much, everybody, for being here. Let me go through these thank yous over here on the Foxhole. Off the Leash says, luck for the day. Nikki the Greek, thanks for that cookie. Filter Dog 1 says, let's kick it. Matt 1776 dropped a fleet. He said, let's get it today. Huge day. Luann V says, there are more of us than there are of them. Yes, which is why I believe that all of their efforts to steal this election will not be successful because we're going to come out in overwhelming force. None of us are going to shut up. None of us are going to remain silent. I think we saw what happened when we trusted that the system was going to work itself out. We got to put pressure on these people, overwhelming pressure, and not do anything illegal. Lou Envy, thank you. Sean Joe says, just voted this year. New Jersey had paper backup. Pleasantly surprised. Matt 1776 says, also, for the fam, you can now donate gold pills to any Pilled posters. So meme away all over Pilled. Lou Envy, thank you. Oh, she subbed. She subbed to the silver tier subscription. So did Sean Joe. Thanks, guys. LW Cross dropped a can. Matt says, Red Pill, wonderful shout out. Again, fam, check Pilled posts. You can now receive gold pills. Meme away. Rick Acer over on Rumble says, how was America owned and corrupted by globalists? Yeah, you know, let's take a look at history. They have wormed their way in. Let's see. Who cares? Says Zach. Yes, a ton of people at early and today was 266 at 10 a.m. Judy the Lady Pug, thank you for that cookie. AskWatch says, best place to be with Zach and Thomas on pivotal moment in history. Insight Gino, thank you for that can. Crystal Jane says, prayers, love, and everything crossed for you all here in the UK. Thank you so much. Warrior Mima says, did my civic duty. Everyone get out and vote. Don't listen to doomers. That's right. Do not listen to doomers. Our Cloaked Unseen World also subscribed at a silver tier. Thank you so much. A. Alan Godwins dropped some shades and said, hi, Zach and Thomas and the Foxhole fam. Our Cloaked Unseen World dropped God's Domain Dominion Tilt meme. Dropped a meme from Truth Social. Go ahead and grab that from right there. Napkinator79 just bought a diamond tier subscription. Thank you so much. Skeeter Burke said, screenshot your available Wi-Fi networks in the parking lot and inside. That is a great, great idea. Luann V says, I brought blue ink ballpoint pen to vote. Web Gorilla, another one of my incredible friends from over there on the Foxhole, he bought a diamond tier subscription as well. Thank you so much, sir. Persnick dropping a cookie, and then Persnick also purchasing a silver tier subscription. Really appreciated that. Also over there on Rumble, C2 Shining C says, voted at 7 a.m. with my husband. His went right into the scanner. My turn, it beeps and it won't take it. The election worker says that the computer letting you know it's God. I told him it isn't God because people made it. Oh, okay. So like, yes, absolutely. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, the people are the ones who are making these machines fail. And I think that it's on purpose. All right, Thomas, we have an election show coming up later in the day. You're going to be live on your channel. We're also going to be live on Badlands Media. I may be live on my channel for a little bit. I'm also going to be on 412 and Quite Frankly show. And then I'll be on Badlands Media tonight. But tell everybody where they should go and what they should do.
Yeah, guys. So tonight at 8 p.m., it'll be me, Zach, Absolute 1776, Paul, and my co-host on Tuesdays, Brett Collins. All four of us will be on Badlands Media at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then at 9:15, I'll be having on my channel and on Foxhole Midterm Madness special. That will be also me. Zach's going to stop by, Absolute 1776 Paul, and Brett. So that show starts 9:15 on my channel, on Foxhole, and also on Rumble. The links are out on True Social. Follow me on True Social at True Reporting, and also on Telegram. Those links are out. Follow me, True Reporting posts. I hope to see you guys out there tonight. It's going to be nuts. We're staying up all night. All night.
That's right.
So get stoked on it, guys.
Another late night. All right, you guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you for being here. Let me go ahead and pass out these gold pills. And thank you very much for being here. I'll be back later today. Just keep an eye out on my Truth Social and you'll see what's happening. Good luck and God bless.